For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So, is this on?
Check it. We can call it the blood versus butt mud.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm T-Bar, along with my friend, Slapjack.
Slap! No, I don't talk.
Yeah, he's Slapjack. He just points, and we don't really know who he is yet. Maybe The Miz, I don't know. But anyways, I am T-Bar, the toughest son of a bitch in WWE. Nice job. Wreck some more shit. Wreak havoc, Slapjack. Ah! Okay, now let's do the tag team match, and I'll tag you in, and you'll tag me in. And if the ref says, hey, you can't be in the ring, we're going to leave the rings until you tag me back in.
That's right. We weren't following the rules for 3 months, and now we're signed.
Yeah.
They signed us.
Yes.
Shouldn't we storm the Performance Center?
Yes.
So that we can get signed? Or wherever the hell they're doing the show now?
Yes.
You know, I will tell you this. You know, Vince had Hogan and Flair in the WWE at the same time and never gave us that match.
That's right.
And then, like, I'm sure they regret it, right? We never truly got an NWO DX match.
No.
But Vince, you did it. You nailed it, buddy. You didn't want to waste time just in case. Hurt Business versus Retribution. Yes. We got it.
Week one. 10-minute match that ended in a DQ.
By the way, how do you get DQ'd when you're in the match? Anytime anyone breaks up a pin from now on, I better see a DQ.
Yeah.
Because he was in the match.
So dumb.
And he broke basically a pin attempt.
I don't know what happened.
He broke a fall attempt and he got DQ'd.
Yeah.
And within 2.5 seconds, 15 more members of Retribution were in the ring.
Yes.
Oh boy.
Oh no.
What a mess.
Yeah.
What a mess.
It's not good.
No, it is not.
It's not good.
No.
So. Yeah. What a fucking episode. Anyways, before we get into SmackDown and Raw and predictions for Class of Champions.
If USA was ever going to say, we canceled the show. We watched it. It's canceled.
Right.
It could be this week.
Mm-hmm.
It could be this week.
Maybe.
I don't know why Vince is trying to drive the stock down or kill ratings. I can't even imagine.
Apparently, Stephanie McMahon sold 43% of her stock today.
Shut up.
Yeah, like she watched the show and was like,
oh,
I better.
Did she really?
No. That's what Dave Meltzer said. Yeah. That's what he said. So.
Well, he doesn't have to say it. I'm sure that's something we can look up.
Yeah, of course. I'm just saying that's what I saw his
43% tweet. Is a huge number.
Yeah. They're and he's like, it's at an all time low right now. You know, like the stock is really bad right now. So.
Oh, it's only got one way to go. One place to go.
Yeah.
Wow. She sold her freaking stock.
Mm-hmm. 43%, apparently. So, yeah, before we get into everything, we have a lot to get to. We have to thank some new people who signed up on Patreon. So, thank you to Dominic Locascio. Dominic Locascio, Nathan Sartain, and James Ryan is free forever. I don't know what he's free from, but whatever you're free from, buddy.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Nice.
So yeah, that's patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Go there now. We got Clash of Champions recap coming this Sunday, and we're going to do a wrestling draft next week. So that'll come out at the end of September.
Wow.
So it's going to be some good shit.
$2 million she got.
Wow.
For selling that stock.
Mm.
Wow. Wait a minute. Triple H, Stephanie McMahon among WWE execs who sold more than 160 million in shares.
That's what? Today?
That was 2 days ago.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm sorry. Yesterday.
Yeah.
No. That was
old.
That was old.
Okay.
But yeah, but still, she sold. That's a lot of stock to sell.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Yep.
Mm. Damn.
All right, so SmackDown starts with everyone's favorite show, the Dirt Sheet.
I immediately wrote worst moment.
No, I did too.
I said it can't get worse than this. It did.
It did.
But not to like the Dirt Sheet's credit. Because this easily could have been the worst moment.
So many poop jokes.
Oh, I'm so dumb with these guys.
Just like poo-poo. Just like, hey, poo-poo.
You know what sucks is I like both of these guys.
I know.
And the WWE is not doing them any favors. It sucks.
So Miz brags about sending Mandy Rose to Raw and says now Otis can focus on cashing in the Money in the Bank briefcase.
Of course.
So Otis comes out and he's supposed to be pissed because they just got rid of the love of his life. But he's acting really stupid. You know, he's like stomping his way to the ring. And he comes out with the lunchbox and the briefcase. And he attacks Miz and Morrison. Throws him out of the ring, and then Tucker throws Miz and Morrison back in the ring so Otis can beat him up some more. And Otis is so mad at Miz that he gives him the caterpillar.
Right.
And then the Vader bomb.
Right.
Yeah.
And then...
Yeah?
Rips his pants off.
Oh, right.
He rips his pants off.
And then they
celebrate the ripping of his pants off.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, he was wearing tighty whities. Really?
Michael Cole celebrates.
What? Tucker and Otis.
So Otis starts to leave, but then he goes back after the Miz, and yeah, and then he tears Miz's clothes. Yeah, and Miz is just in his tidy whities. Yeah, that's. I thought you were talking about Otis. I was like, Otis did. Yeah, that's right. I forgot about the whole. Yeah. So after all that, Miz is in his tidy whities. He runs away, and Michael Cole says, "How can you not laugh at that?"
I don't know. I just didn't.
Yeah, me either.
Sorry, buddy.
Yeah.
It's sad, really. I almost cried.
How can you not laugh at that?
Like, thinking, like, I used to love this show.
I know.
What has happened?
I think Vince gives Cole, like, the Joker serum from the original Batman movie.
Maybe.
It makes everyone laugh or constantly smile.
Right.
Ah.
How many years of Raw has there been?
30, almost.
93?
Yeah. 95. So, 27. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, we had the 25th anniversary, what, 3 years ago?
So, I guess so.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Honestly, how many shows have been on that long and, you know, are still good?
Exactly. All the shows that have been on that long all suck.
SNL.
The Simpsons.
Yeah.
And all those stupid daytime TV shows.
Oh, God. Just, you know, how many more evil twins can you bring back?
Yeah.
Can't even keep track of that stuff.
No. So then we go backstage, and Morrison tells Miz, I don't think your plan's working, but Miz says, trust me, this is all part. It's all part of the plan.
Yeah.
So Caleb Braxton walks up and asks Miz if he regrets aggravating Otis. Miz then gets a phone call, even though his phone doesn't ring.
Hello.
Miz just goes, oh, hello? And then he like tries to sell it even more, and he goes, oh, wait. Hello? Because it's like, yeah, there's no ringtone. He asked the person on the other line, did you see it? Was it enough? And then Miz gives Morrison a smile and a thumbs up. And then later in the show, Otis gets served with a lawsuit from Miz and Morrison. They want Otis to forfeit the Money in the Bank contract, or they're taking him to court.
Where he will lose the Money in the Bank. It'll be like WWE court.
Yeah.
And they'll say, we want to take that Money in the Bank briefcase, and he'll say, why? And they go, because we said we are. And then the judge goes, you get it. That's how that works.
Yeah. So he's going to sue him for beating him up in a wrestling ring where he's a wrestler and he's a wrestler. And
this happens every week.
And they're all wrestlers.
30 different times.
Yeah.
Yes.
Even if he's like, he took my clothes off, it's like, well, you wrestle in, you know.
Yeah.
You wrestle in a Speedo anyway.
You basically were in your ring gear. More covered, though.
So, yeah, this is fucking awful.
Yeah.
Do you think they get it from him?
I think so. What is Otis going to do with it? Who is he beating out of Roman Reigns and
McIntyre? But Miz is going to take it from Roman Reigns or something?
I don't know. There's no way. He's got a way better chance.
No one's successfully cashing this in, whoever has it.
Yeah, maybe not. Probably not.
No one is. So next up, we have Grand Metalik versus Cesaro. This qualifies.
Okay.
Thank you.
We've seen some version of this.
I'm sure we've seen this. I'm sure.
Kalisto.
Blurred lines.
Yeah. Kalisto and Lince Dorado both jump on the apron and argue about what Metalik should do. So the referee ejects both of them, and then Cesaro wins with the neutralizer.
Great. Great.
All right, next up, we have Caleb Braxton interviewing Jey Uso backstage. Jey says Heyman told him that last week was a miscommunication, and tonight Roman's got his back, because obviously last week Roman didn't come out for a while, and Jey was getting his ass beat.
Jey is just so, like, bad.
Yeah.
Hey, he can wrestle, I'll give him that, but, man, like, he's... Goofy grin.
Yeah.
Licking his lips the whole time. Kayla.
Well,
I talked to Paul.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, calm down.
Well, when they were bad guys and they were, it was the Uso Penitentiary, you know, that was supposed to be they were serious.
Yeah.
And they were serious bad guys. And now again, they're like, they're just like they were when they had the face paint.
Yeah.
They just don't have the face paint.
Uso. And they're calling him Uso now. Now his name is just Uso.
There's only one, so...
Uso.
We're going to forget about the other
Singular.
One.
Singular.
Yeah.
Sure.
So next up, we have a Know Your Bro segment. We have Matt Riddle.
Award nominee.
There's so many award nominees.
I'm just going to start writing down the worst moment, because there's so many.
Okay, the dirt sheet.
And I'm going to do Ms. Undies, just as a separate...
Ms. Undies.
Yeah. And then Know Your Bro.
Know Your Bro. So Riddle says, people ask me, why do you say bro so much? Well, bro can convey any emotion or thought. Look, take a look at this. And then it's just...
take a look at this.
It's just Matt Riddle saying bro 10 different ways. And it's like, this is happy bro. And he's like, bro, angry bro, bro. Scared
sad
bro,
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 bro.
Yeah, it's all this... It's fucking awful.
Just bad.
Just really bad.
Bad.
Just a whole lot of...
Poison.
Yep, just all that. Next up, we have Imona Bliss. Her guest is the number one contender, Nikki Cross. Alexa asks Nikki, what's your plan of action? Because you haven't beaten Bayley since last year. So Alexa's kind of being a bitch. And Nikki says, well, Bayley doesn't have Sasha Banks watching her back anymore. And Nikki gets all pumped, says she's finally going to win, which she isn't. Then Nikki asks Alexa, you know, like, why'd you give me the Sister Abigail last week? Are you okay? And Alexa says, I can't explain it. But then Lacey Evans comes out to talk trash and forget her lines. Mm-hmm. Evans tells Nikki, you're too nice to beat Bayley. So Nikki grabs Lacey's handkerchief and blows her nose with it. And then they briefly fight on the stage, and then we go to commercial. Yeah. So that'll show you. Nikki, she'll.
I mean, I can't put it on this list because it's not in the same category as bad as
no,
these.
No, it's not.
But it's pretty bad.
It's pretty bad.
That's pretty bad.
So we have Nikki Cross versus Lacey Evans with Alexa Bliss on commentary. They constantly plug Alexa's new podcast, and Cole suggests that Corey is jealous, as if there are only two podcasts in the whole world. He's like, yeah. Oh, Corey, you a little jealous there? Yeah?
And by the way, jealous? Corey's just actually doing great.
Right.
It's like the number one podcast for WWE right now.
Yeah.
So
it's like, why would he be jealous? There's millions of podcasts.
Yeah.
Also, before the match, Lacey cleans her hands with her own brand of sanitizer. So that's what Lacey's doing now. She comes to the ring with her own brand of sanitizer.
Sure.
And then in the match, Lacey squirts the hand sanitizer in Nikki's face. And that makes Nikki very angry. She gives Lacey a tornado DDT off the second rope. And then her neckbreaker finisher for the win. And which, by the way, I'm still annoyed. Ever since she's been on the... main roster, they just say, oh, the neck breaker. It used to be the Twisted Sister, but
is that too close to the Twisted Bliss?
Maybe. Or the Sister Abigail, or both.
Twisted Sister Bliss. Oh, wow.
Twisted
it's
Sister,
way too close.
The
now.
Twisted Sister Abigail.
Yeah.
But I mean, give it a name. It's not a regular neck breaker. Their feet hang off the top rope, you know, yeah. Like you got to call it something.
The Crazy Crash. I don't know.
Yeah. So after the match, Lacey crawls to Alexa and says, what are you going to do, call the Fiend? So Alexa goes into a trance again and uh-oh. Gives Lacey the Sister Abigail.
Don't say the Fiend.
Yeah. What was she thinking?
Yeah.
What an idiot.
What an idiot.
Next up, we have a history lesson from Paul Heyman. It's a video package about the history of Roman and Jey's family, from Roman's dad, Jey's dad Rikishi, The Rock, and Yokozuna, which is the Yokozuna line is kind of funny because in WWE, he was Japanese.
Japanese.
And like Yokozuna, that's a Japanese name.
Yeah.
It's just kind of funny how.
I know, but it is what it is. At this point, we know.
And then, of course, at the end, he goes to how amazing Roman Reigns is. And he's the tribal chief and all that stuff.
Yeah, sure.
Next up, Michael Cole interviews Sasha Banks. Sasha's via satellite in the Performance Center, and she's wearing a neck brace. She's very emotional. Again, this is way too early to be doing this.
Yep.
Way too early.
Especially if they're going to save it for Survivor Series.
Yeah.
Why not wait a couple weeks?
I don't think they're waiting that long. I think it's going to be Hell in a Cell, but which is the next one. So she's very emotional, talks about her friendship with Bayley, their whole history from NXT and all that. So then at the end, she looks in the camera to tell Bayley, since I'm useless to you, one day I'm going to take what you love, the SmackDown Women's Championship. And then Bayley hits Sasha from behind with a chair, puts Sasha's head through the chair again, but then people run up to Sasha's aid and Bayley leaves. So
they don't get out of the way. Like, there's nothing we could do here. We have to let this happen. Like they did with Randy Orton and Drew McIntyre.
Or
everybody clear a way, clear a path. He's doing something that he shouldn't be doing.
Or Bayley the first time she beat up Sasha.
Yeah, where were all you fuckers before?
Like refs came out and she was just like, get out of here. And they're like, okay, cool. Yeah. We're just, you know.
I mean, if her neck's fucked up, taking a chair shot's going to put her out for at least 6 more months.
Six more days.
Yeah, 6 more days.
So next up we have AJ Styles versus Sami Zayn. Sammy rolls up Styles, but the ref stops counting because he was pulling the tights. And then right after that, AJ rolls up Sammy and pulls the tights, and he gets the win.
Ref doesn't see it. Clearly an AJ Styles fan.
Yes. So Sammy attacks AJ right after the match, but then Jeff Hardy runs out and attacks both of them with a ladder. And then he grabs the mic and says, at Clash of Champions, I'll fight both of you in a triple threat ladder match. So
that should be fun.
At least there's one match that should be good on Sunday.
That should be fun. Yep.
Backstage, a security guard, actually the same security guard from last week, was it? Or the week before? Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
Sure.
Tells Sheamus, hey, your car's being towed. And Sheamus runs to the parking garage, but Big E's waiting for him. He attacks him, but Sheamus runs away. So Big E attacks the guard who set him up 2 weeks ago. He gives him a belly-to-belly on a car, and then he throws the guard in the trunk. But then Adam Pearce tells Big E to leave the building, and he does. But Big E was very pissed off, you know. I thought he was really cool here, looked very badass. So maybe that'll lead to something. I mean,
they've been pushing the shit out of him.
I expect him to beat Sheamus whenever that happens.
Yeah, someone's got to do something.
Yeah,
I mean, he's got to win something.
Yeah, Big E. Sure.
So,
well, there's only one there's only one real option, you know, for now, the IC title.
IC title, yeah.
I mean, a lot of people, think he could win the Rumble. You know, maybe that could happen, but I don't see, like, you know, Roman Reigns. I don't see him dropping that thing anytime soon.
Like for years,
right? So next up, we see another video, and it's the hot chick getting dressed again, Carmella, Carmelina, what have you. It was another really hot video. I love the silhouette, you know, where they're behind the thing, and you could just see, like, the shadow of their body. Mm-hmm. She's taking off the dress. She's putting the dress on. Has huge tits, and I think it's way bigger than what she... Maybe she got new boobs.
Upgrade.
But how many more of these do you think?
They did a lot with Lacey Evans. They did a lot with a lot of these people.
Emelina was like 6 months.
It was
I mean, I'm not even kidding.
I'm going to say 3 more weeks.
3 more weeks? I mean, how long does it take this bitch to get dressed?
It's just taking forever.
What the fuck?
I mean,
she can't decide what to wear.
I mean, they take a long time.
Yeah.
It's fine.
So finally, we have the main event of SmackDown. We got Roman Reigns and Jey Uso versus King Corbin and Sheamus in a street fight.
You're gonna hit the again button. I mean, you kind of can.
Yeah, they did. They did fight. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now it's a street fight.
Okay. Was it a Samoan street fight? Did they say, or just a street fight?
I don't remember.
Me either.
Does that matter?
No. So before the match, Reigns says he cuts a promo with Heyman's about to talk, but he grabs the mic from Heyman and he just says, "This is my yard. This is my island. This is my WWE. If you want it, come take it from me." And it's just like, okay. Like, that's not really a heel promo. That's basically what he's been saying as a babyface.
Paul Heyman's with you.
Right.
I feel like I'd be an amazing promo guy. If I was a Paul Heyman guy, I'd be like, hey, listen.
It's
Paul Heyman.
And like, but he didn't even say anything bad. Like, it's just, it was a waste of 30 seconds, really.
Right. It really was. That's Roman Reigns. Why is Paul there?
So Sheamus and Corbin throw Reigns over the announce table. They then powerbomb Jey Uso through a table. A double powerbomb through a table. Sheamus immediately goes for the pin. Mm-hmm. And Jey Uso kicks out.
Kick out.
What?
What? Yeah. Sure.
Okay. At that point, if you're Sheamus and Corbin, just leave.
Leave.
Okay.
You're not beating these guys.
All right, let's go.
You're not.
And it's a street fight. Both of you cover him, idiots.
Right.
Like Corbin's just watching.
Hey, grab a chair. Let's hit him. Let's hit him seven times with a chair first. Then we'll try.
Yeah. Good job, Sheamus. Yeah. Well, I don't know what we could have done.
Right.
So Sheamus later goes for the white noise on Roman, but Roman kicks him in the balls and gives Sheamus a Samoan drop on the announce table, and it doesn't break. Then Reigns spears Sheamus through the barricade. Corbin goes for his scepter, but Jey hits him with the Universal Championship. Reigns spears Corbin, but then Jey immediately splashes on Sheamus and steals the win from Roman, just like Roman did to him.
Oh!
And Roman was so shocked, a little pissed off. Jey then picks up the Universal Championship. He starts to hold it up in the air, but then he tosses Reigns the belt.
Just kidding, cuz.
Just kidding. I don't want it.
Come what?
On, Oos. You don't want it?
No.
So then they, like, Roman eventually smiles, and they hug for, like, 30 seconds. Like, a really long time. And then Jey leaves the ring, oblivious to Roman giving him, like, the fucking fuck you stare.
Yeah.
And then he looks at, Roman looks at Heyman like, I'm gonna kill this motherfucker.
And Heyman's like, you're gonna kill this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Or is this a finger poke of doom situation? And he joins them.
No way. I don't think so.
All right. I'm just saying WWE did it first with Shawn and Triple H.
Did they do it first?
Shawn had both titles. He had the European and the main.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm thinking of Hogan and Nash.
Yeah. No. That was way later.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they did it first.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
The cross, and they were crossing each other.
Yeah. Love it was just Nash. A lockup, and then Shawn goes down. That was on a Raw, though. I mean, I don't know if you could do that at a pay-per-view for the fucking Universal Championship.
No, I'm just kidding. There's no way. I just thought it'd be funny.
Yeah. So, all right. Raw. By the way, I've been forgetting to bring this up the last few weeks. The beginning of SmackDown, and actually they've been doing this at the beginning of Raw as well. Before, like, they show the intro, then they show the Thunderdome, and there's just lightning bolts everywhere.
Yes.
Like at the beginning of the show.
Thunder.
Oh, is that it?
I'm guessing.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Thunderdome.
Made me think of The Undertaker. Like, I don't know. Like, is The Undertaker coming back? What's going on?
Thunder. How do you show thunder?
I mean, it wasn't
showing lightning.
Yeah. It wasn't purple lightning, so I guess that explains. That.
Right. And you didn't see a cut to via satellite or Undertaker going, boom, that was me.
That's right.
That was me from here.
So Raw starts with, they show the WWE video thing at the beginning, and it's rewinding again, because that's what Retribution did. They got a VHS tape. Jesus Christ. So Retribution, they storm the ring, and there's five of them again. Four of them are only wearing muzzles, and we can clearly see who they are.
Yes.
And they're all wearing Bane masks, pretty much.
Yes.
They all look like Bane.
Especially Dijakovic.
Yeah. So we got Mia Yim, Mercedes Martinez, Dio Madden, and now a bald Dijakovic.
Yeah.
With weird face
paint and a Bane mask.
They are who we thought they were.
Right. That was a funny meme, yeah.
So the fifth guy has his face completely covered because obviously he's the leader. But this was a stand-in, I'm sure.
Well, even in the match, it was a stand-in? Because it still has the Miz's body shape, but without Miz's hair.
But he had a beard. He had facial hair.
Yeah, but you could fake that just to throw off people. I was trying to think.
It did not look like the Miz. They showed like his face. And again, most of his face is covered, but it did not look like the Miz.
You think this was a stand-in that'll later become the Miz?
Yeah, of course.
But they just didn't want to.
Just like the other stand-ins they've used.
Right. Yeah, but when they showed
remember
the
when they were all 5'4"? Where's Dijakovic?
Yeah, right. But like the Miz last week, that was clearly the
Miz. Yes, 100% the Miz.
Like they only covered like this much of his, like,
right.
Like the chin and the upper mouth. Like, eh.
I just can't believe they all come out. It just doesn't make sense. There's no reveal to these four people.
No.
There's no reveal. Because before they were all covered up And we were like, we could still tell it's them. But then they come out and they're just covering it. It's like, we know it's them. Are we still waiting for a reveal? Does Vince think...
Wait a minute!
Does Vince...
Hang on!
Does Vince think we don't know who these four people are?
Look, a lot of times, especially back in the Ohio Valley River Wrestling, whatever, you know, we didn't really see that show, so you can change things. But they've also changed NXT wrestlers. It's just the problem is NXT is a real show now on TV that we watch pretty much as Raw.
Yeah.
Yeah, where's the, wait a minute, is that me, Yim? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we know who it is. You're right. So
they're all acting as if they've never met these people,
and that's what they're going to do.
Yeah.
They're repackaging all these people.
It's so incredibly dumb.
All these people repackage.
Oh. So Mia Yim, although we don't know her name yet, they haven't said. The women don't have names. Very progressive. And so Mia speaks first, and she says, you think your company's safe because you gave us contracts? Think again. We're done getting stepped on. You know, there's fuck the imaginary brass ring, all that shit.
Excuse me. We do think we're safe under the contract, contract. It says right here, if you ever pull that shit again, we'll arrest you. So, yes, we are safer under a contract. That's what they fucking should say.
So then Dijakovic says, we are here to destroy WWE and rebuild it in the image of retribution.
You do this to collect your money for the fame. For the fortune, so you can all collect your paydays like whores.
Who's going?
Retribution will make you pay for your sins because we are the judge, the jury, and the executioners.
Yeah. Whores.
Whores.
He called them whores.
Yeah.
When have we heard that in WWE?
Whores to McMahon.
Yeah.
Which they are.
Right. So then out comes the Hurt Business. They hit the ring and Retribution retreats and MVP cuts a promo on him.
When that realness shows up, y'all ain't got no heart. You ain't got no crowbars. You ain't got no chainsaws. So now you ain't so tough. I figure once you hoes got your contracts, you will stop running your miles. But since you still doing that, we gonna take care of it for you. You want an opportunity? You got an opportunity tonight. You got an opportunity to be on the business end of some hurt.
Oh, you guys have been warned. Because we're not a bunch of little kids hiding behind no damn mask. We are the Hurt Business. And we will beat you down and we will look good while doing it.
They should have stopped with MVP.
Yes. You know,
why did Lashley have to talk?
He's the CEO.
Right. MVP never looked cooler there. That's for sure.
Yeah.
But then, you know, more ninjas show up and they lay out the Hurt Business. And then later in the show, Retribution challenges the Hurt Business to a match. And, you know, like, okay, so it makes sense that Dio Madden is a part of Retribution.
Sure.
Because, you know, Brock
he's never really done anything.
Brock F5'd him through a table.
Yeah, sure.
And we never saw him again.
Yeah.
Until 3 weeks ago when he lost to Shelton Benjamin in Raw Underground.
Oh, right.
So, yeah, how does any of this make sense? It doesn't. It's all fucking
3 weeks
stupid.
Ago, we've seen Retribution since then.
Yeah.
So he took the mask off, lost the shitty match without any of his buddies.
Right.
Okay, keep going.
Yeah. And again, it really doesn't make sense that Mia Yim is a part of this. No. Per canon, she's in a relationship with Keith Lee.
Yeah. And she's had
she was on NXT.
Countless title chances.
Yes. Right. She just can't get it done.
Right. So now she's pissed.
All right, we'll get back to next up, we have Sarah Schreiber interviewing the Mysterio family, and they're all acting like everything's fine, and there isn't a dangerous group running around attacking people.
Yeah, because they're a family.
Right after Retribution. Is
family.
There. Family. Hey, Ray, get your family out of there,
yeah,
you dumbass.
They're going to die.
And once again, Ray just says how proud he is of his son, just like he does every fucking week. And in case you're wondering, next week, he's going to say it again. And the following week. And every week. Till he fucking dies.
He's proud of the kid.
I'm so proud of Dominic. Next up, we have Andrade.
Until he turns on him.
Yeah.
I'm so not proud of Dominic.
Or my daughter. Or my wife. They all left me for Seth Rollins.
They are whores. All of them.
Next up, we have Andrade and Angel Garza versus Seth Rollins and Murphy versus Humberto Carrillo and his tag team partner, Dominic Mysterio.
Which of these guys is not like the others?
Oh, my God. I mean, there was rumors that Dominic Mysterio was going to be a top babyface on Raw. With Humberto Carrillo?
No, no.
Joe's favorite wrestler? I don't think so.
I don't know, conozco.
And we also have the Street Profits on commentary because the winner faces them at Clash of Champions for the tag titles. Murphy reaches for a tag to Seth, but Rollins bails on him.
Honestly, I thought this was Seth Rollins and Murphy.
Yeah.
Winning here, taking those titles.
I'm kind of glad that Seth felt he was too big for the tag titles. He's sure. Like, I've had these.
I've had these a few
this
times.
This is stupid.
This is this is dumb.
Yeah. But no, Garza hits Murphy with the wing clipper for the win. So they get a third title shot? Fourth?
And I don't even know what to pick in that
fifth?
Match. That match, I have no clue who to pick.
Yeah.
I don't know who to pick. I don't know what you do. Don't tell anyone I said this.
So what? So now they don't need Vega? They're better off without Vega? How does that make any sense?
I think that's what's going to happen.
Okay.
Or they all help each other and they all have all this gold come next Monday.
Yeah. So next up, we have the Kevin Owens show with his guest, Shane McMahon. They briefly mention their past feud. Owens says, you know, I did get you fired, but you're back. Yeah. All right. Shane's there to promote the Raw Underground fight between Braun Strowman and Dabba Kato, in which he's calling the Battle of the Behemoths.
Behemoth.
It immediately reminded me of No Holds Barred, Battle of the Tough Guys.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, okay. Shane then introduces Dabba Kato, and Owens wants revenge because he attacked him, and he says, we are going to do this at some point, and KO slaps Kato in the face.
Right.
But then Shane holds the 7-foot-tall guy back. Kevin Owens introduces Braun Strowman.
Wild card!
There it is.
I mean, he's not on SmackDown
anymore.
He hasn't been on SmackDown. He's only been on Raw.
True.
Why not just say he's on Raw now?
Yeah. Complete the trade. No, wait.
No.
That's a lot of people going to Raw.
Yeah.
Wow.
Raw's getting everyone.
Braun and Mandy.
Yep.
To send somebody back to SmackDown.
Yeah, blockbuster trade. We know it's funny with the Mandy one. They didn't even bother saying future considerations this time.
No,
they didn't even bother saying that.
She's been traded
for.
Yeah, we already covered that.
So Braun gets in the ring, but Shane yells, "You know, if you both want this fight, it's only happening in Raw Underground. Like, what does it matter? What does it matter? Why can't they just fight there? And you just say it's no rules.
You're right there, no rules. Here we go. Bring out a. Doesn't matter. I'll do it.
Spider! And why is his name Spider? That referee, all of a sudden, his name is Spider?
Spider Parmesan. That's his name.
They watching Goodfellas when
Spider,
they...
Spider Rico is who Rocky fought in his first fight ever.
Okay.
Spider Rico.
So Aleister Black then attacks Owens from behind and crushes Kevin Owens nuts into the ring post 3 times.
Yeah.
So...
Give him nuts!
Yeah. Next up, we have Keith Lee versus Drew McIntyre.
Okay!
Yes, that's the right thing.
And if Lee beats McIntyre here, then he fights McIntyre at Clash of Champions in an ambulance match.
Okay.
So McIntyre claymores Keith Lee, but before he can pin him, Orton shows up and hits McIntyre in the back with a chair. DQ finish. Orton punts Keith Lee in the head. Sure.
I mean, he's been...
Orton then grabs the mic and says, shame on you for thinking I wouldn't make it to Clash of Champions. I've never walked away from a world title match, and I don't plan on doing that now, Edge. And then he walks over to the ambulance that Drew McIntyre drove to the arena. They never gave it back. And he cuts a really long promo, like way too long.
It was a long time.
And he says, this ambulance to me represents my 14th title win, and at Clash of Champions, I'm putting Drew in this ambulance one more time. So, all right. Next up, we have Sarah Schreiber interviewing Asuka backstage, but Billy Kay interrupts. Wanting a title match. And then Peyton Royce walks up and she wants a title match. And Asuka asks them, are you still friends? And Billy says, just because we're no longer a tag team doesn't mean we still can't support each other.
What was the point of breaking up?
Peyton tells Asuka, you might not be the champ after Clash. And Asuka says at Clash of Champions, no one's ready for Asuka. But tonight, Asuka's ready for you.
Ooh.
So we'll get back to that.
Peyton.
Next up, we have Zelina Vega versus Mickey James. Winner faces Asuka at Clash of Champions.
Yum.
Vega put Mickey in AJ Lee's Black Widow mid-match.
Yes.
But Mickey got out of it.
No.
Like, why not just make that her finisher?
Hell yeah.
It's a cool, like, you know, she played AJ Lee
she
in the
played
movie.
Her, yeah.
Instead, Vega hits Mickey with a backstabber for the win.
Right.
Which is, you know, it's like a setup move. It's everyone does it.
Everyone.
Sasha does it before, right before her finisher.
Right.
So, yeah, she faces Asuka.
She could have done something cooler. She's little, she's strong.
She does. We've seen her do the Hurricane Rana.
Yeah.
She has a lot of cool things she does.
Right.
What, just a stupid backstabber. Mm. Backstage, we see the Hurt Business beating up the random ninjas of Retribution, the faceless ones, who have no identity, and they accept the match or whatever for later. Next up, we have a Bianca Belair training video. She's at a gym, and she keeps outperforming some guy in every activity, doing more pull-ups, lifting the weights better, and then he gives up, and she tells the guy, "You can't outdo me. I'm the EST of WWE."
It works.
Yeah,
still rhymes.
Sure. And then Byron Saxton says, "I can't wait to see what she does on Raw." Hey, asshole. Hey, asshole.
She's been there.
Since February.
She's been there.
February. That's 7 months.
Who said
she's
that?
Been there. Byron Saxton.
Yeah.
7 fucking months.
Yeah. And yeah. Whatever.
Earlier today at the beach, Akira Tozawa and a ninja ref hide in the ocean because somehow they know R-Truth's going to be there.
It's a big beach, but he's going to be right there.
R-Truth shows up. He's being an idiot. This is too depressing to even talk about.
24/7. I'll put that
Truth
on the sheet.
Truth sees a shark. So he drops the 20 in shallow water, by the way. There's a shark in the shallow part of the ocean. Mm-hmm. He drops the 24/7 title, runs away. Then 20 minutes later, Truth shows up with goggles and a snorkel to find his title, but he's still scared of the shark, and luckily he finds the title, and he saves little Jimmy from the shark, and then he finds Tozawa's outfit all ripped up, and he says, "Tozawa got devoured."
Yeah.
So Tozawa's dead.
He's dead.
At least this is over.
Per canon.
Yeah.
He's dead. They better repackage him if they bring him back.
Yes.
So... yeah.
What the hell was that? Next up, we have Cedric Alexander versus Apollo Crews with MVP and Ricochet ringside. Crews wins with a roll-up.
Oh, that's the second roll-up.
Yeah, I'm surprised. And then Lashley and Shelton come out after the match, and the Hurt Business beat up Crews and Ricochet. Lashley puts Crews in the Hurt Lock. Oh, because they're going to fight again at Clash.
Of course.
What did Apollo do to earn this rematch?
He rolled up his friend.
Is that it? They said that before.
Oh.
They said he had a title shot before that match.
Rematch clause?
No.
No.
They said that there's no more of that.
No one else to fight Lashley
right now? No one else to fight Lashley right now. Yeah.
There it is.
That's it.
There it is.
But this is so, like, the Hurt Business, they're bad guys when they're fighting Cruz and Ricochet, and they're good guys when they're fighting Retribution.
They're complete good guys.
On the same show.
Good guys came to help them later.
Yes. On the same fucking show.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Dolph Ziggler versus Arturo Huas. Raw Underground match. We need like a button. I wish like I had Kofi yelling, "Raw Underground!" or something. Ziggler wins with the sleeper hold. This shit is just fucking intense, man.
Dude, this is so great.
Sleeper hold.
Shane said in an interview, like, yeah, people are really digging it. Yeah. Who are these people?
Oh, there's people digging it?
Who are you?
Reveal yourself. Please.
Right.
After the fight, someone named Brianna Brandy tries to interview Braun. And they show her as if we know who this is.
Right.
It's like, "Hey, Brianna, come over here."
Right.
Brianna Brandy, she's a recruit for the Performance Center. And she tries to interview Braun, but he's angry. He just wants to fight Dabba Kato, and he also threatens to fight Shane, and we'll be back. Next up, we have a Seth Rollins in-ring promo. He's holding an envelope, and he says WWE.com posted some photos of the Mysterio family, and he throws it up on the Titantron, and he says, "Look at Rey and look at Dominic. It just doesn't seem possible.
It's fair.
I have the results, but first I want the Mysterio family to come out," and they come out, and Rey says, "We're tired of your BS. Seth says, "Your family deserves the truth." He opens the envelope and says, "Rey Mysterio, you are not the father." And Rey says, "We've been down this road before," which is, I'm sure, how everyone feels watching this segment. Why are we doing this again? Why are we doing this again?
Again!
Keep going.
Again!
Same old Monday Night
Raw. far.
Uh-huh.
There's nothing about Monday Night Raw that is fun.
There's nothing.
No, this is different because they did that on SmackDown. And this is Raw now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did they?
Completely different.
What year?
Like 04, maybe. I don't know. Jesus. No, it was 05. Yeah, 05.
I like how they acknowledged it, too. Like, we've been down this road.
Yeah.
Eddie didn't fuck my wife.
Right. So Seth then says, oh, maybe my guy made a mistake. And by the way, like, people who weren't watching wrestling back then have no clue what's going on.
No idea.
You know? Like, no. The young kids that apparently the show's for.
Oh, and Dominic looks identical to his father when right. his mask is off.
Yeah.
They are the same.
So Seth says, oh.
Well almost.
He says, maybe my guy made a mistake. Maybe it's Aaliyah who isn't your daughter. And then we show the footage of last week, Aaliyah checking on Murphy. So Seth asks Ray, like, what's that about? Ray says, she's just 19 years old. She's naive and knows nothing about our world.
He's like, she's just a dumb bitch.
Right, pretty much.
Like, what?
Yes.
Where's that going?
So Aaliyah gets upset at her dad's comments and walks away. And then the rest of the family
The goes, mom walks away.
Yeah.
And then Dominic's like, dumb bitches, dad. And then he's like, I know.
They all walk away. And Seth apologizes, but then he smiles as he walks up the ramp. Wow, he's so evil.
So...
next up, we have Natalya and Lana versus Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler with the Riot Squad on commentary.
In a Y match. Shayna Not even for the titles, right?
No. Mm. No. Shayna makes Lana tap to the Kirifuda Clutch. Easy peasy. After the match, Nia and Shayna attack the Riot Squad, but then they all just stop fighting for some reason.
Yeah.
Like, they fight, and then they just stop. And then Nia grabs Lana and puts her through the announce table again like she did like a week or two ago, whatever. Yep. Well, I don't know what the point of that was.
I don't know.
But yeah, the Riot Squad get they have the title shot at Clash.
Yep.
In the trainer's room, Charlie Caruso interviews McIntyre. He says he's going to kill Randy at Clash of Champions, but for now he's going to pick a fight. And he walks off. And then backstage, Rey Mysterio tries to explain himself to Aaliyah, but she says, I guess I'm just a naive 19-year-old girl, huh? And she walks away, and everyone's like, yeah, you clearly are.
Yeah, and Ray's like, teenagers.
So Ray starts to go after her, but Mama Mysterio tells Ray, like, no, let her go, which was a bad idea, because later Murphy finds Aaliyah and tells her, I'm sorry for everything.
They call me the Murph. Hey,
I'm the Murph. You want to see the Murph?
You want to see him?
He says, I'm sorry for everything. This thing with Seth got out of control, and so, yeah.
You know I fucked Bliss, right? Just saying.
Yeah. Next up, we have Eric versus Riddick Moss, another Raw Underground match. Moss knocks out Eric for the win, and then Shane tells Brianna Brandy to interview Dabo Kato, but she gets scared, so Shane grabs the mic from her. He's like, I got this. Dabo, what can we expect? And Dabo says, talk is cheap. Tonight you'll see, but he will feel what Dabo Kato is all about. Get out of my face.
It reminded me of, tonight you will all see your doom.
Yes. Oh, boy. Then we get a little promo for Mandy Rose. She's coming to Raw. But when?
Yeah. You made this trade and you send her home?
When is she coming?
Mandy, the good news is we made a trade for you. Oh, okay. I'm on Raw. Yeah. The bad news is just stay home. We don't want you to come.
Yeah. Thunderdome? Yeah, Thunderdome. Yeah, same place. next up, we have Asuka versus Peyton Royce with Billy Kay ringside. What's the point of splitting them up if they're not going to split up?
And then nothing even happened in this.
They had a match.
Peyton punched the shit out of her.
Yeah.
They're still friends.
So Asuka puts Peyton in the Asuka lock, but then Zelina Vega attacks her. Asuka fights back, so Vega retreats again. All right.
They haven't built her up enough. Why not build her up and then have her have a match and then win the title?
I don't know.
And they can't just give her the title like this. Can they?
It wouldn't be the first time they've done something like that. I don't know. It is the kickoff match.
But for sure?
Yeah, they already announced that. Oh, they announced it then. Kickoff match.
They can't.
Nakamura won the IC title in a kickoff match. Yeah, from just, Finn Balor.
Just once, though, just to hope that people watch it.
I don't know.
All right.
I mean, it's all title matches, so one of the title matches has to be on the kickoff show, I guess. But I would pick, there's a few others you could put on there. The SmackDown tag titles.
I don't think I have a single person taking the title off anybody in my scorecard, so that's obviously wrong.
So yeah, we got Braun Strowman versus Dabakato, the battle of the behemoths, Raw Underground. They fight for a few minutes and Braun knocks out Kato for the win.
That's it. Braun beats the biggest star of Raw Underground that they've been like kind of really promoting this whole time. Braun knocks him out. I'm Braun Strowman.
Yeah. At least they had a winner. I didn't think they were gonna have a winner.
Same.
But at least they had a winner.
Braun knocked him out. Is Braun now part of Raw Underground only? Probably. They have nothing else for Braun. What do
no,
they
he'll
for
be
Braun?
On Raw. He'll get a title shot again, lose or whatever. You know,
yeah, that's what he does.
Next up, we have Retribution versus the Hurt Business, with Retribution following all the rules of tag team wrestling. This is where Tom Phillips tells us that these members of Retribution are known as Slapjack, T-Bar, and Mace. Isn't that cool?
Mace. And who was who? Andrew. For $1 million.
Well, I know it.
Why? T-Jack is Dijakovic?
T-Jack?
No, he's the one with
T-Bar
the
is Dijakovic.
Yeah, right.
Mace is Dio Madden.
Right.
And Slapjack is the Miz's stand-in.
Slapjack. Right. Slapjack.
So Lashley puts Slapjack in the Hurt Lock, but then T-Bar attacks Lashley, so the ref ends the match. It's a DQ.
I don't get that. Explain that.
You can't.
You can't break up a pinfall anymore. Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Hold up.
He didn't even get in the ring.
Got it.
No, he was outside the apron.
Yeah.
He was on the, you know, he was on the apron.
So dumb.
So then more random, maybe the ref saw all the ninjas running up. Is that what happened?
Ring the bell. I'm going home.
More random Retribution ninjas show up. They attack the Hurt Business again. Then McIntyre's music hits and he comes out along with a bunch of other wrestlers to attack.
Who was the guy right behind him? Was that
I don't know. I don't know who you're talking
Ura,
about.
Ura? What's his name?
Oh, Titus O'Neil?
Titus O'Neil.
I don't know. I didn't pay attention to who they were.
Yeah,
but
it doesn't matter.
They all come out. McIntyre clears the ring.
And then I threw up.
Yeah?
You know why I threw up?
Why?
Because apparently the cameraman... Actually, all the cameramen had epilepsy at that same moment. And we're doing this.
That's every time.
Why? But why, though?
Even even at the beginning of Raw, Retribution, they don't even attack anyone. They just go to the ring, and all the cameras are shaking.
Like,
what the fuck is going on?
I can't stop shaking!
All the cameramen are Retribution members. I think that's
why are you shaking the camera?
Yeah.
What is that supposed to do? I literally had to look away. I'm like,
it's really bad.
I can't even watch this.
It's really bad. It's just shitty production, like just horrible production value. So McIntyre clears the ring, but then Orton shows up and gives McIntyre an RKO.
Ooh, out of nowhere. Didn't see it.
Out of somewhere.
Yeah.
And that's the end of Raw.
Credits.
Horrible episode. Just fucking trash.
We've talked about, is this the worst thing we've ever seen? This is right up there.
There's this. There's the Mae Young giving birth to a hand, you know?
Yeah, but the rest of that episode, you know, maybe they heard The Rock. Was
yeah.
It,
or there's Goldberg Jericho. Beating Kevin Owens.
Oof.
A lot of... But, I mean, God, how do you fuck this up so bad? We know who these wrestlers are.
Right.
And why are they all Bane?
Yeah.
Why is everyone Bane? What the fuck? You already tried this with Ambrose and everyone hated it. We don't need Bane.
We don't need Bane in WWE.
You think you're part of the main roster.
So, all right, let's give some fucking awards. Who'd you have for worst dressed?
Well, I mean, the Miz Tidy Whitey's is bad, but I'm going to have to give it to... Which one of Retribution? Can we just give it to all of them?
Yes. Done. Retribution.
Retribution.
I know, like, seriously, like... This should have been Miz with the lock. Like, it should have been so easy.
Yeah.
For sure the Miz, but no, Retribution.
Retribution.
Fucking. Best dressed?
There's a lot of cuties in this one. I'm going to go Zelina Vega myself. How about you?
I went with Sasha Banks.
Really?
Even with the neck brace, she looked hot.
It's hot for you?
No, not the neck brace, just what she was wearing.
Oh, okay.
You know, I wrote that early. I wrote that like when I first saw her and I didn't change it, but so whatever. I'll go with Sasha. Right. Worst acting?
Bro.
Yeah.
There's so many different, but that's
I went with
so
Miz and Morrison.
Pathetic, yeah.
Best acting?
I'm going to go Alexa Bliss again. When she turns into the Fiend girl, I love it.
Okay. She was good. I went with Big E. Worst comment? That's T-Bar. That's Mace.
Yeah.
And that's Slapjack.
That's what I wrote, but I guess I misspelt it, and it came out something else, but that's what I had, yeah.
By the way, Jerry Lawler was on commentary this week.
Yeah.
Maybe Samoa Joe's coming back to the ring soon. Maybe,
but that means like... Lawler's coming back, or just, hey, Lawler, you want to do one show? Of course, yes.
Yeah, right.
I've been staying in, where are they? Orlando, just in case you called.
Yeah. It's probably, you know, I doubt it's going to be permanent.
Yeah.
Best comment?
Again, when Mysterio said, she's naive and young and dumb and a woman. She knows nothing. Like, I just was like laughing.
I had Kevin Owens telling Shane, like, I got you fired, but here you are. You're back.
Yeah.
Worst match?
I'm going to say the worst was the Shayna and Nia.
Yes.
Versus Lana and Natalya.
Yes. Slow-mo?
I'm going to go with Hurt Locker versus Retribution. Because Lashley.
Okay, I went with Braun versus Dabakato.
Oh, is that a match? Okay. Sure, I guess it is.
They can't, I mean, this isn't going away.
No.
Best match? There really wasn't one.
I got
but
nothing.
The street fight was, if you had to pick one, I guess the street fight.
I guess.
Although the kick out of the double powerbomb through a table is fucking stupid.
Oof.
Speaking of which, worst move, I have the Jay kicking out of the double powerbomb through a table.
For your worst move, I had the interference by someone that's in the match.
Yeah, that's really bad. It's
fucking awful.
Yes. Actually, that's got to be it. Best move?
I would just say Vega's Black Widow just because, oh my God, is this going to... she going to do AJ's finisher.
Okay.
That got me excited.
Yeah, I'll deal with putting Lana through a table again. I like seeing Lana go through a table.
Yeah.
Worst moment or segment?
Okay, so we have the dirt sheet. We have Miz's Undies. We have Know Your Bro and the 24/7 Championship. I did not even put in the Hurt Business versus Retribution just but you totally general, can.
It's got to be Truth and Tozawa. That was one of the
they're
fucking
in the ocean.
Worst things I've ever seen.
There's a shark. They killed someone off.
It just gets...
it's all bad.
That was just so depressing.
Yeah.
Best moment or segment?
At the minute Raw went off the air.
Yeah. That was good.
Has to be.
Yeah.
Yep.
I was like, I could watch the rest of Monday Night Football.
Yep. Yep. That's great.
Just the sister, her, you know, Alexa doing the Sister Abigail again.
I guess if you have to pick something. Sure. Yeah.
But yeah, the best moments really weren't. The best anything this week was not very good.
Mm.
All right, breaking news. So Roman Reigns did a Zoom call for fans, which raises money for Connor's cure. In the call, Roman mentioned that he'll be wrestling without a shirt from now on. So the vest is finally gone. It's official.
Yeah, but he's worn a shirt.
Yeah, but he says this Sunday I'll be wrestling without a shirt. He said most likely, so we'll see if Vince lets him. I don't know. I don't know why you wouldn't want the super buff
guy. He's got one
of
the best physiques.
Yeah.
Silly.
He also hinted at having new entrance music at some point in the near future. So finally get rid of the Shield bullshit. You know,
you need to at least give him bad guy music. I do like the Shield song,
right?
It's a great song, but give him a heel song,
right?
You have to have a heel song.
But like people have said so many times before, it's like, you know, you're wearing your senior jacket when you're like 30.
Right.
You know, it's like it's over.
Right.
It's been over for a while.
One of them is literally leading a rival promotion.
So, in another effort to make money, you know, WWE,
oh God,
is now selling wine. Did you see this?
No.
You can buy...
the bubbly?
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, AEW does it, and it's cool. WWE does it. You could buy the
Undertaker Cameron A.
What?
Or the Ultimate Warrior Zinfandel.
What? Why the Warrior?
Because his wife.
It's her wine?
I think she's, like, a part of it. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
She was, like, you know, she... did the press for it, I guess.
You know what sucks is, you know, Howard Stern always says, I'm not selling merch. I'm not taking advantage of my audience, right? And I appreciate that. You know, but like,
well, but even
Vince,
like,
is the opposite.
Yeah, well, of course, it's wrestling.
I mean,
yeah.
He does everything to make a dollar. Anything to make a dollar. And you know, Eric will have one of these bottles of wine on his display. And honestly, like, if we had shelving, we'd have to, if it was under $40, I'd say,
of course not.
And it's shitty fucking wine. It's for a one bottle, how much?
Well, you have to buy two.
Okay, those
it's $100
for the two.
Yeah.
Jesus, help me.
Yes.
And, you know, so many fans will just get it just to get it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you have that Namath Coke or Pepsi or whatever. Like, people get things just to get them.
No, that costs a dollar.
Well, true.
And actually, a friend gave it to me. I didn't even pay for
you
that.
You didn't even pay for it.
But
you have the Jets Mexican wrestling mask.
Yes.
Also, you didn't pay for that?
Did not pay for that.
Right.
I have Crebet Crunch. Didn't pay for that either.
Who got you that?
Aaron.
Nice.
Aaron got that on eBay.
I kind of want to try it. Is it still sealed, the bag?
Yeah.
I'm sure it's fresh.
It's like 15 years old.
Yeah, sure.
At least. So, yeah, get your WWE wine. God, awful. Wow. Wrestling, this is really interesting. Wrestling Inc. found out, and I've confirmed this. Okay. I did my research to confirm it. There are concerts that were recently booked for the Staples Center for the Friday and Saturday before next year's WrestleMania. And again, WrestleMania is supposed to be in the Staples Center. But they have scheduled concerts for the two days before, Friday and Saturday. And if you know WrestleMania, they spend weeks there setting the whole thing up. You know, usually that's they'll have some shit go down there. Like,
yeah, I mean, that would give them literally no time to set up.
Right.
So WrestleMania was going to be at the Staples Center?
Yeah.
But that's not even... Was it always going to be there, even before COVID?
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No, that's not... Not because of WrestleMania, because, like, that's where they would have, TakeOver or...
Right.
Or, the Hall of Fame ceremony.
Because where is WrestleMania as of right now?
It's going to be at the SoFi Stadium. The new one, yeah. The Chargers.
Yeah.
Is it the Chargers or the Rams?
Yes.
Both?
Yeah, they're sharing it.
They're sharing it?
Yeah. I mean, what kind of moronic franchises would ever consider that? Certainly not ones in major markets. Both. So, yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, of course, Staples Center would definitely be SmackDown, yeah. NXT TakeOver.
Yeah.
You know, that's the biggest venue in LA. So, yeah.
It still says Raw's going to be there the night after Mania.
The night after, which could be. You don't need much prep time for that. But maybe, you know, Friday, SmackDown. And, you know, NXT sometimes is in, smaller venues, you know, just because it's more intimate. So maybe. Maybe that's not that big of a deal. I don't know. We'll see.
But it's... I've never even heard
of
it.
Unless they're already starting to cancel.
Right, that's what
is that, 7 months away?
That's what that's saying. Yeah, maybe...
October, November, December, January, February, March, April, 7 months away.
You got to make a decision soon enough. So I don't know. Also, Tessa, this is really weird. Tessa Blanchard's likeness is in WWE Battleground, the new shitty video game that came out. They took an image of Blanchard. This is a picture after she won the Impact World Championship.
Weird.
So they're taking a photo that technically belongs to Impact, and they made her into a cartoon, but it's the exact same photo.
Yeah, and what is it supposed to represent in the video game?
It's like the how to play, apparently, the introduction or something.
Why would they do that?
So the photographer of that photo tweeted WWE Games asking, "You want to tell me why you took my photo without my permission to use it in your game?" So,
yeah, well, I'm sure TNA bought that photo from him.
I guess.
But still, someone's going to get sued.
Right.
I'm sure Vince would be like, "I'll give you $100,000.
Sold! $100,000.
Sold!
How about just take it out of the game?
Yeah. Well, can you now?
Yeah, I'm sure. There's updates to games.
And you just remove it? Or is this a disc game? Or no?
No, there's no more. No.
Oh, this is an app game?
Yeah. Well, no, but, you know, you can get on... Most people don't buy disc games anymore.
Yeah.
I don't even know if this is available as a disc.
Okay. Well, I would love to see an update on that, see what happens.
I know.
It's clearly her.
It's fucking weird. It's
so weird.
All right, let's get to rumors.
Rumors!
Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe!
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet!
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance!
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed!
So the big one is PW Insider reported that Melina has agreed to return to WWE. However, Melina herself has denied this in a statement. She said, "I'm not signed with WWE, but that doesn't mean it's not a possibility. My reason for this post is that it bothers me that these sites lie to fans. If I potentially get signed, don't forgive them for lying to you." She also revealed that her father passed away last month, and she isn't sure if she'd even be emotionally ready to do, to wrestle.
PW Insider's typically decent.
Yeah.
But that just shows you that every wrestling channel, I'm not going to say including ours, we don't usually make up our own rumors. I think I did it once as a joke, but no one knows anything.
They probably heard something that they had
want to be the first to report
a little discussion about maybe coming back in the future. And she's like, maybe.
That's been a rumor forever, though, really.
Oh, yeah, it has.
For like a year.
Oh, for years.
Well, a strong rumor for like, the last 6 months.
Since we've been doing this podcast.
But yeah, since we've been doing this, she's been coming back, right.
And like, again, all the wrestlers always, they do always deny it, but I believe her because she talked about her father passing away.
For
but
sure.
like, Morrison did it. You know, when the story broke that Morrison signed, he was like, no, I didn't, idiots.
Right.
And then he showed up.
Well, Rusev said, no, I retired. I'm not coming back.
Yeah, of course. Right. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm sure she'll be back eventually. It seems likely, but yeah.
Yeah.
Also, Fightful reports that WWE is thinking about putting the Forgotten Sons back on TV soon, but it's unclear whether Jackson Ryker will still be a part of it since he was the reason why they took them off TV.
Oh, yeah. God, I liked him. I thought he had a lot of potential, that guy.
Yeah, well.
He had the look and the attitude.
He talks too much on social media.
Sure.
And then PW Insider reported that Jeff Hardy only re-signed with WWE for about 2 to 3 years, not a 5-year deal, which is what they've been trying to get people.
The fact that everyone's getting released and everything, all this craziness is happening, I don't even know if that, like, someone that's that old, 3-year, 5-year, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. All right, you got some trivia for me?
I do. I don't know if you saw this because it was going around a lot on Instagram. And now I'm seeing random posts on Instagram that you've liked that we made a comment. So that's kind of funny. I think our Instagram suggestions are probably like very, very similar now.
I'm sure they are.
But Roman Reigns.
I mean, for Instagram, it's either wrestling stuff or girls' butts that pop up for me.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have another girl part. So, who was the first person to ever pin Roman Reigns? Ever. Pin him. Doesn't mean, like, the Shield might have lost or ever. Like, the first person to have pinned
NXT
1, 2, 3.
Like, he probably didn't even
on the main show. On the main show.
He probably didn't even lose
NXT. He probably didn't. Yeah, I don't know. But this is just on the main show.
Okay, hold on. The Shield first attack. Who the fuck did they attack? CM Punk? CM Punk?
This was... Well, I don't want to give you a hint yet.
Okay.
I have the match right here, which is kind of funny. I'll pull it up on YouTube as you're thinking about it. But it was a handicap match.
Yeah.
There's a lot of guys versus the Shield when they were bad guys.
Okay.
They put a lot of guys versus the Shield.
Okay.
It's like 11 on 3.
Yeah. 11 guys versus the Shield?
Versus the Shield. Yes.
So this had to have been 2000.
This was 2013. Yep. There you go.
So one of these, it was in this match, 11 versus 3, one guy.
Yeah, I can give you the names if you want to get there, but none of them are stars. It's like...
Something stupid like Ryback?
Former Nexus guys are in here. I'm trying to think of who's the most famous. Zack Ryder's in here. Titus O'Neil. Who's that? Oh, the Jamaican...
Kofi.
It looks like he still has Jamaican stuff. I don't know if he still was then. I don't think he was anymore. Daniel Bryan, Ziggler, R-Truth, and the person who pinned Roman Reigns. It's relevant.
Is he still
it's
around?
It's funny. You're going to be like, oh, shit.
Is he in WWE?
Oh, yeah. I guess I should show you the clip.
Jey Uso?
The Usos are part of that match,
okay,
too.
That's funny.
Isn't that funny? And they don't
talk
about it.
Why don't they show
it?
That? Yeah.
Right. Like, why aren't you like, no, hey, fucking pinned him.
I beat you before, Oos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I beat you before, Oos. I'm trying to go to it, but yeah, this is the first time. Oh,
that, that'd be, they probably like thought about it. Yeah. Okay. There you go.
Jey Uso.
Before they were cousins.
Before they were cousins. Right. He didn't go, sorry,
it's probably because they were like, sure, we can't edit Ambrose out of the clip because Ambrose is in shock.
He's just shocked the whole
don't
time.
Play it. Don't play it.
Right. Right.
Or they play it, they just blur Ambrose's face.
I'm sure the Shield win this match. No, I'm just kidding. No, they don't. But anyway, isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Jey Uso, and they don't talk about it.
Right.
Why? That's amazing.
I know.
Like, in the Raw before, they don't go, by the way, I was the first guy to pin you. Like, oh, fuck, wait, what?
Yeah.
That's relevant as fuck.
Right.
Nope.
Maybe SmackDown.
Yeah.
Probably not. All right, fan questions. Kyle Foxen, how long before someone tells Vince the Urban Dictionary definition of slapjack before he changes the name almost as bad as submission sorority?
Do you know it?
I think it's like when you come on your hand and you slap someone. I'm not kidding. I kind of saw it earlier.
The act of... yep. That's exactly it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I read right. I read correctly.
Here is the, can I read the definition? The Go for it. In a sentence?
Oh, yeah.
Today I gave Melinda a slapjack after that bitch ate my last Hot Pocket. That's the definition example.
Yeah.
All right, Urban Dictionary.
Jake Baker, Pushfire Barry, terrible name changes. Shorty G, T-Bar May Slapjack, or Kerwin White. It's got to be Retribution. Like terrible name changes.
Oh.
Shorty G, T-Bar May Slapjack, and Kerwin White.
I don't even know if that's a name change. They just revealed the names, but Kerwin White was funny. Yeah, I'm going to go...
T-Bar, Mace, yeah, Slapjack. But... all of those.
I guess. I don't know.
They're all, bad. James Mahone, what do you think the tasting notes will be on the Ultimate Warrior and Undertaker wine? I'm getting oak flavors mixed with cocaine and steroids.
Maybe. Oh, it's got a like a steroid taste.
Ooh, I feel like working out. Robert Enright, are you guys thinking of ending the podcast now with everything is wrong with wrestling? I certainly hope not.
Maybe.
It's possible. DeMarcus Moreland, which show is canceled first, Raw or What's Wrong with Wrestling? What I'm really asking is how much longer can you guys watch this shit?
I mean, we're making some money doing it now.
If WWE does get canceled and there's no more new wrestling, if AEW goes away, it's just like, this is the end of wrestling. Like, it reached its breaking point. It's over. There's no more wrestling on TV. We could just start from the beginning. Because it's like, what do we recap? Well, we could just start with the first episode of Raw every week.
Oh, then just start going all over.
We have 27 years of material, at least.
That's funny. I know. That's a good question. Leads us to what would we do if literally it was all gone? And I think at this point...
it'd probably be more fun at this
point. So how many shows are we doing a week right now? We're doing 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 some weeks, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we could do a fantasy football, which is I always wanted to do.
Yeah.
Or like just an NFL/fantasy episode. Yeah, and like a movie episode. Yeah, for sure. I'm sure we'd have enough fans and stuff to venture out. Sales episode or sales podcast.
Justin Stewart, if you had to give each of you guys retribution names, what would they be? You have the...
They're on our Facebook page. Yeah, there was a thing that shows take your month and your day. I was T-Jack.
T-Jack. I was Tough Steel.
You were Tough Steel, yeah.
Tough Steel.
Yeah, and Eric was Tough Pastrami, I think, or something. It's kind of funny.
Yeah. Muffy the Beaver Slayer with the horrible name. Should I be worried that Mercedes and Mia might steal my name? I could hear it now. Here comes Muffy and the Beaver Slayer to attack Sasha from behind.
That sounds great. Oh, and Rebecca Young is who posted it, and she's Machete Butts, which is kind of funny.
Machete Butts?
Yeah. But yeah, they're all on here. They're on our page.
Tyrone Grizz, I would like a birthday shout-out from Randy Savage and Randy Orton, please and thank you.
What's his name?
Happy birthday, Grizz. Tyrone Grizz.
Oh, yeah, that's really how you do it right there, because I'm coming from heaven. Or maybe hell. Yeah, happy birthday.
Matt Silla, do you think that if we all go and attack Raw Superstars for a month, we will get super contracts where we get to do whatever you want?
Mentioned it earlier.
On the same page.
I mean, we'd have to.
Yeah. We got to do it. Damien Kite, is Retribution just a Shield ripoff with Adam Rose's entourage?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Probably. Bake the Cake Roberts.
That's pretty funny.
I don't remember ever saying that. Bake the Cake Roberts. Maybe could've you changed your name. Yeah. Doing a worst debut gimmick / stable bracket, or does Retribution now have this as a lock? It's close, but it's hard to beat Shockmaster. It really is.
Yep.
Minnesota Nice, would Retribution be better off if Tommaso Ciampa showed up in a few weeks? No! Keep Ciampa away from this. Oh. They'll name him something like Fuckstick. Oh, there's Fuckstick. Oh, look, that guy is Fuckstick.
It's Beard Jack.
It's Ball Licker. There he is, Ball Licker. Mr. De Jesus, we got T-Bar, Mace, and Slapjack. What about Mia Yim and Mercedes Martinez? How about Sonic and Knuckles?
Aw, love it.
Keith Hoffman, is every member of Retribution meant to be a lame Predator ripoff, or was it just an oversight? Also, Andrew, which game are you playing on Saturday when you stream on YouTube and Twitch?
I think you should venture out.
Well, they wanted me to play Battleground, and I looked at the trailer again. I was like, I don't think I could do this.
What about, can you do your N64 stuff?
No.
No.
I mean, not really. No, I mean,
I think Fall Guys might have already kind of hit its peak, but you're so good at it. So I don't know if what could you play?
Well, I was gonna play that Avengers game, but it's horrible.
I know that's bad.
So
too.
Bad. They've asked me to play like Warzone.
Oh.
Which I really haven't played either, but I don't know. Something will happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's...
We should all jump on and play like Call of Duty one night. That'd be kind of fun.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
And you're because Matthew has a PC that you could use.
Yeah.
So you could do that.
Oh, why? We can't all sync up on PlayStation?
No, because my gaming PC is how I stream.
Oh, right. Sure.
But yeah, that'd be cool. So yeah, Andrew Taker TTV on Twitch. Steve M, I now watch you guys over watching Raw. That's smart. Will you guys ever wrestle each other? And if so, who would win? My money's on Andrew winning a TLC match. Well, we've all wrestled each other, you know.
Technically. You mean like when we were kids?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, when we were the Bunny Boys.
Oh, yeah.
Eric is, what's his name, Beefy Joe.
We had a match.
I've also been Sex Rock Star.
Or our thing was Dodge Collins. Yeah. Our thing was, you know, we fight, we lose to horrible, you know, not horrible teams, but, you know, women and like midgets. And then and then we'd fight each other in the way back. And then one night we got a match where it was just, you know, Bitch versus Bunny. What was our names?
Hoppity versus Hippity. Yeah.
And it was on a rooftop of a parking lot or something, a parking lot roof or the top. And it was freezing because it was like in December.
Yes.
I still think that was our best match with the double choke slam.
Good. Yeah.
We got out of the ring and went like around the parking lot, around the fans.
It was great.
It was really good.
Yeah.
I wish we had that whole thing.
There's some highlights. If you go on YouTube and you just type Bunny Boys or Doomsday Wrestling, you'll find. I mean, I edited two of the shows. I made highlight packages. No, one of the shows. And it's on our YouTube channel, What's Wrong with Wrestling. So you can find it there. Doomsday Wrestling. Jurov Doshi, don't watch NXT. Can you give background on the known Retribution wrestlers? So Dijakovic obviously is this big guy in NXT. Dominic Dijakovic. He never won a title, but he was a really good... He had great matches with Keith Lee. If you go, like, search the NXT matches between him and Keith Lee, they were really great.
Oh, so check that out. Amazing.
Dio Madden really hasn't been on NXT.
We don't know what to think.
So there's nothing about him. Just he was the Raw commentator for a few months.
Right.
Mia Yim was one of the woman wrestlers who would lose all the time.
At least Yim and Martinez are tall, big girls that could be. They're probably going to be the ones that end up beating Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler for those titles.
We'll see.
Yeah.
And then Slapjack, The Miz. No, I'm just kidding. Ravishing Rick Moranis. What do you think Rey Mysterio's wife thinks, being that all these WWE storylines imply that the Mysterio women get around?
Yeah, seriously.
Seriously. Like, Mysterio re-signed for this? You're going to re-sign?
Well, how much
and then we're going
paid?
To humiliate your family
they're
every
all
day.
They're all getting paid. They probably don't care. They know it's a joke. Their whole life is a joke.
I wonder
joke.
What the mom gets joke, paid and the daughter gets paid for, like, basically just standing there.
SAG appearance fee, $450?
No, they don't get SAG. We've already been down this road.
WWE
they don't
doesn't
get SAG. No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they?
Because they fucking... Because Vince...
No, but it has nothing to do with Vince. That's Oh, because then they'd be in a union.
Yeah.
Right, of course.
They'd get benefits.
Yeah. How are they not, though? They're on television.
Well, same reason why they're... You know,
I don't know. Yeah.
Same reason as why are they independent contractors?
Yeah.
Don't make no sense.
Damn you, Vince. You really, good job, buddy.
He's an asshole.
Businessman.
Yeah. All right. That's all for fan questions. So now it's time to give our predictions for Clash of Champions.
Oh, boy.
I got to, all titles must be defended.
Yeah.
And that means I got to defend my title. I am the pay-per-view prediction champion of WWE. So.
Well, that's what this is, though.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean I have to defend my NXT in this?
Yes.
Too?
Yes, you do.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And winner takes all.
So we'll just do like anyone that's ever been in NXT. Let's see. Every match. Okay.
Got it. All right. So first off, we got the kickoff match. Asuka versus Zelina Vega for the Raw Women's Championship.
I have Asuka. Submission.
I was really conflicted with this one.
So was I. Go ahead.
I picked Zelina just because I was like, it's happened before. Nakamura won. And yeah, they haven't built her up. But you remember that one guy, Jinder Mahal, who won one match and then won the WWE Championship?
If they were ever going to do it with anyone, she would be a great person to do it. But wouldn't you want it as like a WrestleMania moment?
Or yeah, but we're not going to... But
a Royal Rumble moment or a
but that's
something moment?
I mean, you're that's not reality.
Her She's so popular, you can have her slightly turned face, win the fucking Rumble, and beat a huge heel
I want Sasha Banks to win.
It's like a Shawn Michaels moment you could do with her.
I want Sasha Banks to win the Rumble and then fight Bayley at WrestleMania. It's just not happening.
Yeah.
It's not happening. So I got Vega with a pin.
Vega's got to win the Rumble. Lose here. No, Shawn used to lose to Brett all the time.
Ronda Rousey became winning the Rumble. I'm picking her again next year. I picked her this year. I'm picking her again this year.
And you'll pick wrong.
This next one. Yeah, I got Vega with a pin. How many people interfere?
Sub and then zero.
I have zero as well. Next up, we have the women's tag
team. Really? You don't have like the Andrade boys like saying, hey, we'll help you win this
title? No.
She'll beat Asuka Ferris.
No, she'll cheat.
She'll cheat. Yeah, okay.
She'll kick her in the pussy. Jesus. We got Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler versus the Riot Squad for the women tag titles.
Yeah, this is the second biggest lock of the century. Nia and Shayna. I have Shayna pinning Liv. I have Shayna submitting Liv.
Okay, I have the Riot Squad.
What?
I have the Riot Squad. Yeah.
You don't want to keep your title? You want to win it back. Oh, you're going like Orton, trying to go like...
I'm trying to get the most title wins.
The 40, 50 time. Why?
Because I have the longest reign. I want the most wins now.
Hold on, why?
No, because...
That might be you, by the way. That was me, but it was like a year ago. I don't know. I haven't won that title in a long time.
No, so I think because they want Nia and Shayna to fight again. Because they really haven't had that fight yet. I think this is just a way to...
And it's the Riot Squad that takes them off them? Oh, like they fight each other in the match and then...
Like a roll up.
I think so. I have hint that here.
I have Ruby rolling up Nia.
Okay.
And I have zero interference.
I have zero as well.
Next up, we have.
Damn, I'm already going to be up by like 15 points after the first two matches.
Maybe.
All right.
Next up, we have Cesaro and Nakamura versus Lucha House Party for the SmackDown Tag Team Championships.
I have Cesaro and Nakamura. Cesaro pinning Grand Metalik.
Okay.
You have Lucha?
I have Lucha. No, I'm just kidding.
I was going to say, I'm not turn on each other.
I might be crazy, but I'm not insane.
I was like, Josh?
Yeah, Cesaro Nakamura. I have Cesaro pinning Metalik.
Yeah, same.
That's what you had?
Yeah.
How many people interfere?
One.
One.
Because one
whichever
of them is not the match.
The Luchas.
Whichever Lucha is not the Lucha.
Yeah. And then they'll break up and then whatever. Yeah. Street Profits versus Andrade and Angel Garza for the Raw Tag titles.
I have zero feel. For this match. Do you even have a feel?
Yeah.
You have a feel. All right, go first.
I mean, no, not really, but I picked the Street Profits to retain. Because Angel and Andrade have fucking lost how many title shots?
But then why give them another one? Why not?
Because who the fuck else?
Dominic and Umberto aren't doing anything. Have them lose.
No, because they're baby faces.
All right, well.
This is not my logic.
No, I know. I'm not even arguing because I don't even know. You're probably right.
So I have the Street Profits. I have Ford pinning Garza. For the win.
We might have so many differences on this. I have Andrade and Angel. I have Andrade pinning Ford.
Okay.
With one person interfering. It could be a mystery person. It could be something. I don't know. But
I have no one interfering.
I have a pin, yeah.
Bobby Lashley versus Apollo Crews, U.S. Championship.
Yeah, Bobby Lashley.
What was that?
Bobby Lashley.
Yeah, I have Bobby Lashley. There's no reason for the title to change or for this match to happen.
No.
Lashley with a submission.
Yes.
How many people interfere?
I said, fuck it. I put everybody in it. I did four.
Four?
Yeah.
I just put
it's
one.
Either four or zero. I don't think even one.
Well, I was thinking of retribution, so like 30 people might interfere.
Good, yeah, that's sure. You have to count them. Like, fuck, we're going to watch it for the 14th time. How many you got?
If I put 30 and like retribution shows up to Hurt Business, you'll just give it to me, right?
Just come put on. Retro there.
I put one. I just put like MVP or something. I don't know. And then we got Jeff Hardy versus AJ Styles versus Sami Zayn for the Intercontinental Championship in a ladder match.
I have Sami winning here.
Okay.
And the only reason is AJ doesn't need this title. Hardy has had it already too long.
He's had it for like a month.
That's too long.
Too long.
He's like a veteran. You don't hold titles when you're a veteran.
Yeah, but he just resigned. Like, I don't know. I think
no,
that's part of the deal.
No, they'll put him in other stuff. I think they were like, all right, Sammy, because you had COVID, you couldn't come. We'll give you the title back. I think this is the one time where the guy claiming to be champion is actually going to win the title back and say, I never lost it.
Right.
I don't know. The betting odds have these three at like an even heat.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Jeff's a slight favorite.
Good.
Okay. Is that what you have?
Yeah, I have Jeff Hardy winning. First to use a ladder as a weapon.
AJ.
I put Jeff first to jump off a ladder.
Jeff.
I put Jeff. I'm just,
yep.
Pulling the odds here. Does anyone hang from the belt?
Nah.
I probably should take that off. It's never going to happen again.
No, because...
because of how they have it set up.
It's too easy to
fuck
it up.
And the belts are Velcro now.
Yeah.
So yeah, I have no. And how many people interfere?
Zero.
Zero. Yeah. Bayley versus Nikki Cross, SmackDown Women's Championship.
Bayley.
Bayley with a pin?
Yep.
How many people interfere?
I'm going to say one, but it's either Alexa's going to fuck over Nikki or Sasha will show up, but Bayley won't lose.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's what I have. And then the WWE Championship, ambulance match, Drew McIntyre versus Randy Orton.
I put Drew.
Yep, me too.
I'm not feeling Orton. And by the way, hold on. This was one of the two matches where I literally almost flipped a coin.
Yeah.
Literally.
But have you ever seen anyone win a title in an ambulance match?
No.
Especially a WWE, like the WWE Championship?
Yeah, they run over, like after he shuts the door, the ref's like, here's a title.
It's such a stupid, like, it's a stupid match anyway.
Yeah.
It's not even like hurt your opponent so bad that the ref has to stop the match and they have to put in an ambulance. No, I can just throw you in an ambulance, close the doors, and I win.
Yeah.
Like, that's happened before. Like, Roman Reigns, I think, like, dove at Braun moved, and Roman just went in the ambulance. And that's it.
You win.
Yeah. Now go to the ambulance. Like, go to the hospital.
Don't you have to shut the door, I think.
You do.
Yeah.
But still, it's stupid. It's like, all right, go to the hospital.
Because I think Drew's going to be their guy for a long time. I think that's the feel I have for Drew. He's like their guy.
Well, I have McIntyre winning here, but I think Orton will take it at the next one.
Oh, my God. Three in a row?
Yeah, they'll have a Hell in a Cell match.
Fuck. Yeah.
Maybe he wins it there. But yeah, I have McIntyre. How many RKOs?
I'm going to say one, but I don't know. It could be early, but he kicks out. It could be outside the ring.
Well, there's no kick out.
Oh, right. Well, it could be out. Yeah, because it's an ambulance match. You can have 100 of these. It doesn't matter.
Right. I have 100.
Kicking out. All
right. Now, what do you have? You have one?
I have one.
I have two. Mm. How many claymores?
I put one, but now I'm thinking that should have been two, but just one.
I put two.
Yeah.
How many punt kicks?
Zero.
I have zero. Hmm. And how many people interfere?
I put one.
I think Keith Lee might come out. I put that too.
He's involved in the storyline. How would he not show up?
Yeah, I put that.
He probably turns on Drew and they make him a heel. He should make him a heel.
Well, but why would he help Orton? He just punted him in the head. I thought about that too.
That's true.
But then I was like, yeah, but Orton punted him.
He beats up both guys.
I almost put draw. I thought maybe they're like on fighting on something and Keith Lee takes
runs them both into the ambulance.
Yeah.
Because you have to go in the ambulance.
Right.
There's no time limits like AEW.
Or they could just do like what WWE's they're done
out.
So many.
They're just
you
out.
Know, the match is over.
Yeah.
Like the Hell in a Cell match between Roman and Braun and then Lesnar comes out.
Oh, right.
Beats both of them up and then it's like, that's it.
They can't ever wake up.
No.
We're not going to wait. That's for sure.
Like you don't even have the ref count to 10 and then it's over. Like, yeah. All right.
Right.
Then we have the Universal Championship, Roman Reigns versus his cousin, Jey Uso.
Yeah. You want to hear the betting odds on this?
I saw it.
Minus 3,000.
Oh, it went up.
Minus 3,000.
It went up. I saw when it was minus 2,500.
Let's get all the money we can, because that's the easiest 25 cents we'll ever make.
I know. I have like $135 on there. I was like, what would I win if I bet all of it? $5.
Well, really? And the funny part is, Jey Uso should be plus 3,000. He's like plus 300.
Yeah, of course.
Like, what?
Right.
What the fuck?
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so obviously Roman with a pin.
Yeah.
How many people interfere?
I mean, I don't think he needs anyone, right?
No.
Paul, no.
No. Probably just a chair.
Yeah.
Kicking the nuts. Over under 3 minutes?
3 minutes is a good number. I think you nail this a lot, but like I'm going to say under. But I think there's a storyline where they can let Jay look good, but I don't think they need to. And 3 minutes is actually a long time. You know what you said over?
I have over. I think Roman's going to struggle for a few minutes, like be like, what the fuck? I'm struggling. And then he's going to cheat, kick him in the nuts like he's been doing.
But you could do that in 3 minutes.
You can, but I think because they're cousins in real life, Roman's like, I'm not going to squash my cousin in
it's not his call.
2 minutes.
But maybe.
Yeah.
I like 3 minutes. 3 minutes is a good time for that.
All right.
If you would have said two, I would have had to say over.
All right. You have a special appearance?
Surprise appearance? I almost did nothing. Oh, my God. I almost said that one. I almost put nothing, but it's like it's an easy 10, so I put Lesnar.
Okay, I put Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, I was like the second name I was
Baby's going to write. Only a few months old, though, so I don't know.
Yeah, right.
How many announce tables are broken?
I've been getting zero. I've been getting this wrong every year.
There's only one now, anyway, but I put one. The ambulance match, you know.
Yeah, maybe.
Predicted match that hasn't been announced yet.
Even when they try to break it, though, it doesn't break half the time, so...
Yeah.
Aleister Black versus Kevin Owens. I don't think they'll add a match. There's too many matches.
There's one more championship match that hasn't been announced yet.
Okay.
The 24/7 championship.
Oh, Lord. You really putting that?
Yes. Truth versus Tozawa. Why? Well, yeah. I specified it. Truth versus Tozawa. Yeah.
That's really a match. Like, we're going to say that's a real match. We've never, ever said that the 24/7 championship is an actual match.
It's a match.
It's not fair.
They've had it in the ring. They've had these matches in the ring.
How about if it's in the building or if it's in the ring? It's got to be in the ring.
It's a 24/7 championship. Can we defend it anywhere?
Well, then this category needs to go, because then I'll just write that every pay-per-view, because they always do it.
No, they don't. They don't. They don't always do it. But no, I think it'll be in a ring. I think it
really
will. Yeah, because I think they'll be like, oh, well, we forgot about that one. Every title has to be defended.
All right, fine. Whatever. It's 2 points.
What's the opening match?
Raw tag.
I have the IC title.
Okay.
Yeah, there's three tag matches. God help us.
Ladder match to start off, the best match. That would be stupid of them. They probably will do it, yeah.
Main event.
I had to flip a coin here, because I'm like, you can't end it with an ambulance door shutting. So I'm going to go Universal.
So did I. I went Reigns and Jay. Lock of the century. Reigns.
Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be Roman. It could be Bailey. It could be Bobby. But yeah, Roman Reigns for sure.
Of course.
All right.
Of course.
Eric better fill this thing out before he hears the show. Bullshit.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'll send it to him tonight or something. So, yeah, that is it. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast. Give us a 5-star review. Check out our website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. And become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Where you could see me defend and retain this Sunday for Clash of Champions.
You might. I have no faith in this.
I have no faith in retaining.
No confidence.
No.
We should let Josh fill this out, because he'll probably win it.
No. He's going to have two titles? Get the fuck out of here.
You have Vega and you have Riot Squad.
He doesn't even watch Raw or SmackDown. Right. So he would really have no idea what to pick.
He'd probably win.
And that would probably help.
Yeah, yeah. Probably would.
All right, we'll see you guys after Clash.
All right, man.
Push him off a cliff. Doesn't think Stacy Keebler is that high. And we almost forgot Josh. He's just a troll. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong?